Chapter 2 D'Artagnan spent all his time with the three musketeers. One day, he came home and found an old man in his room. "Please help me. Some men kidnapped my wife," he said. It was the dressmaker. "Why would anyone kidnap her?" D'Artagnan asked. "I think some people are making a secret plan against the Queen. My wife is one of the Queen's maids. She knows about the Queen's affair with the Duke of Buckingham," said the dressmaker. "What does her kidnapper look like?" D'Artagnan asked. "He's a well-dressed man with an eye patch," said the dressmaker. "I know this man. I'll find your wife," said D'Artagnan. He sent for Aramis, Athos, and Porthos. "The Queen and the Cardinal are enemies. The Cardinal's guards kidnapped the Queen's maids. It will be dangerous. But we're the bodyguards of the king and queen," said Athos. "We'll find and rescue the maid," said Porthos. The cardinal's guards came to the dressmaker's house. They set up a trap. Anyone that came to visit the house fell into the trap. The dressmaker's wife came home. The cardinal's guards tried to tie her up. D'Artagnan burst into the room, defeated the guards, and saved her from them. D'Artagnan looked at her and fell in love with her instantly. "I escaped from the cardinal. I must get back to the Louvre. The queen is there," she said. "What's your name?" asked D'Artagnan. "Constance," she said. D'Artagnan escorted her through the streets of Paris to the Louvre. He went to see Monsieur de Treville and changed the clock. He made sure that Monsieur de Treville saw the time on the clock. D'Artagnan talked with Monsieur de Treville for a long time, then went home. He made sure that he changed the clock back when Monsieur de Treville wasn't looking. He set the clock to the time when he was fighting with the cardinal's guards. D'Artagnan went for a walk. He was thinking about Constance. He saw a woman as he was walking past Aramis's house. She was knocking on his door. Another woman answered. The two women swapped handkerchiefs. D'Artagnan was shocked. The first woman turned round. It was Constance. "Constance? What are you doing?" D'Artagnan asked. "I'm on a mission for the Queen," Constance said. "I'll come with you," said D'Artagnan. They walked to the next house. After she had swapped handkerchiefs with another woman, Constance turned to D'Artagnan. "You must go home now. You can't follow me any more," she said. D'Artagnan went home. When he got home, he found out the cardinal's guards had arrested Athos. They thought Athos was D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan went to see Monsieur de Treville about Athos. On the way, he saw Constance walking down the street with Aramis. D'Artagnan was angry and jealous. He ran over to confront the two of them. D'Artagnan realized it wasn't Aramis. It was the Duke of Buckingham. The cardinal set a trap for the Duke of Buckingham. He pretended to be the queen. "I have to take the Duke to see the queen," said Constance. "I'll come with you. I'll guard the door and no one will get past me," said D'Artagnan. The queen was distant with the Duke. She was happy to see him, but she also had a duty to France. "I'll wage war on France. I'll kill thousands of people to be close to you," the Duke said. "You must go, but take this brooch. It's a token of my love for you," the Queen said. She gave the Duke a diamond brooch which the King had given her for her birthday. The dressmaker was in the Bastille. The guards took him to see the cardinal. The cardinal convinced him to spy on his wife. The next day, Monsieur de Treville found out about Athos's arrest. He went to see the king. The cardinal was there too. "It's ridiculous to arrest one of the musketeers without cause," said Monsieur de Treville. "I agree. Let him go," said the king. "What about D'Artagnan? He was fighting with my guards last night," said the cardinal. "He was with me last night," said Monsieur de Treville. Monsieur de Treville was suspicious about the cardinal. "He gave up too easily," he thought, and then left. When Monsieur de Treville left, the cardinal turned to the king. "The Duke of Buckingham came to see the queen last night," the cardinal said.
"What? Betrayed by the queen? The Englishman visiting her under my nose?"
the king shouted. "It's a move by England to use the queen against you," said the cardinal.
"Search her rooms. Bring all of her letters to me," said the king.
The guards searched the queen's rooms. She was upset and angry with the king. The soldiers found letters which were about a plot against the cardinal. There were no romantic letters. The king wasn't angry anymore. The cardinal said to the king, "The queen's very upset. Why not throw a ball to apologize to her? She can wear the diamond brooch you gave her." The cardinal knew the queen had given the brooch to Buckingham.
"An excellent idea. Organize it quickly," said the king.
The cardinal went to see his most dangerous agent, Milady de Winter. "I want you to go to England, steal a piece of the brooch, and bring it back to me," said the cardinal. The king went to see the queen. "I want you to wear the diamond brooch at the ball," the king said. The queen was very upset. She waited for the king to leave. Then she talked to Constance about the brooch.
"What will I do? The cardinal knows the brooch is in England. He'll ruin me," the queen said. I'll send a young man to England to get the brooch for you, said Constance. The Queen wrote a letter to the Duke of Buckingham. It said, I need the brooch back. The Cardinal knows you were here. He's trying to ruin me. Constance went to see her husband. She asked him to go to England, but he refused. The dressmaker went to tell the Cardinal about the Queen's plan. Constance went to see D'Artagnan. She asked him to go to England. I'll do whatever you ask, for you, for the Queen, and for France, said D'Artagnan. Constance realized she was falling in love with D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan went to see Monsieur de Treville to ask for permission. Porthos, Aramis, and Athos decided to go with him. They rode to Calais. Porthos stopped to duel in a pub. A man shot Aramis in the arm in an ambush. Some men caught Athos in another ambush. D'Artagnan had to leave his friends behind. He went to England alone.